Following loud and persistent public opposition to plans to close 37 Philadelphia public schools, Superintendent William Hite pared the list down to 29 for a scheduled vote Thursday before the School Reform Commission. WHYY's Benjamin Harrell joins me to take a look at the evolving school landscape. Ben, thanks for joining us once again on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
And one of the schools that was spared the chopping block, Strawberry Mansion High, is a school where we can look at many of the different aspects of this district-wide situation playing out.
That's right. Strawberry Mansion High School is what the neighborhood comprehensive high school in North Philadelphia. And back in January, the first of these large community forums held by the school district took place at another high school up in the area. There were about 1,000 people who packed into the auditorium. There was one scene from this meeting that to me really stood out and crystallized much of what was going through. A gentleman named Frank Thorne got up to the microphone.
Hello, my name is Frank. I'm an alumnus of Strawberry Mansion. I'm also a parent.
Frank Thorne was pissed.
Strawberry Mansion is nothing but a community. Strawberry Mansion has been around since 1966. What are you going to do about it? Why are you closing the school that's been around since before I was even born?
So Frank was really angry. He was really fired up, and he was really fighting to save his neighborhood high school. But when I caught up with him afterwards and talked with him, he told me that he doesn't send his own children to the school. His three high school age kids, they all go to charter schools.
So then why was he so impassioned about maintaining that school?
Well, what I think we saw was really the heart of the paradox that's really been driving a lot of this fight across the city. On the one hand, you have families who have fled many of the city's neighborhood schools, particularly its neighborhood high schools and the so-called dropout factories in droves by the thousands. But at the same time, families are very, you know, families and communities are very attached to those schools as community anchors, as places that keep communities and families strong, and as something that's really needed in order to make sure that their neighborhood doesn't fall apart.
And yet, when you look specifically at Strawberry Mansion, that's where exodus is taking place like no other school.
Strawberry Mansion has the lowest rate in the city of serving kids from its surrounding community. 83% of the families in that neighborhood choose an option other than Strawberry Mansion High, other than their neighborhood high school. There's a reason many schools like Mansion have been called dropout factories. They have dismal academics, high levels of violence, and in many cases, you know, fewer than half of students actually graduate. So in Mansion's case, what you've seen is families have fled for other options, and many of those options have been created over the past 15 years. In North Philadelphia, in the community that serves Mansion, there are 796 families that have chosen to send their kids to a charter school.
And yet, Superintendent Hite spared Strawberry Mansion. Was he reacting primarily to the decibel level of community members who didn't want that school to close?
Well, no doubt there was intense political pressure all over the city, but particularly in North Philadelphia, to keep schools open. And Mansion and a handful of other schools in that part of the city were spared. But again, I think what you saw at Strawberry Mansion and what you saw with Frank Thorne was this paradox of saying, we might not send our kids there, but we really believe in the school and we think neighborhood high schools are important. So as part of this process, the district invited community counterproposals. There were four different counterproposals to keep Mansion open. All of them focused on returning Mansion to what it used to be, being this kind of neighborhood community school that would be a vital hub in that part of the city. Strawberry Mansion's current principal, Linda Clyatt-Wayman, put forth one of these community counterproposals. And back in February, there was a meeting at the school, and she challenged Superintendent Hite directly about what was going to happen to the 435 students who are actually still enrolled at the school. For many of those students, they weren't able to access these other options. They, you know, either didn't have the family support or didn't have the academic credentials or weren't able to figure out a way to get to another part of the city to attend high school. So for them, Mansion is really their school of last resort.
So how in the world can you even think about closing the only high school in North Philadelphia that takes every child?
And so when Ms. Clyatt-Wayman put forth her vision for what she wanted Mansion to be, it was really, again, a return to this neighborhood community school that would serve the entire neighborhood. And so she talked about a single facility that would serve pre-kindergartners up through 12th graders and then beyond to adults who were coming back to get GEDs or job training programs.
So all I'm saying is have this complex for the community of North Philly.
Yeah!
Well, to what extent does Superintendent Hite buy into her schemata? Actually, he said that he was influenced in part by some 200 of those students who had already just recently transferred to Strawberry Mansion and didn't want them in turn to have to migrate again to a different campus.
Well, again, I think what we've seen over the past 3 months is that the district has really been, in many respects, caught between the numbers and the neighborhoods all across Philadelphia. And so in North Philadelphia at Strawberry Mansion, this tension was particularly acute. And Haidt said that the deciding factor for him was actually those students not wanting to disrupt their education for a second year in a row. But what he also said was that the decision to save Mansion was not going to be kind of this nostalgic return to the past. You know, in fact, he was pretty candid that Strawberry Mansion needs to change.
It's not working in its current form, and it hasn't worked in its current form, and that's why we have to change the form.
So the vision that he laid out was what he calls a portfolio of schools. What he wants to do is selectively invest in schools like Mansion, hoping to reinvent them as schools of choice that could attract kids from all over the city.
If anything, it actually represents what we're trying to create in terms of portfolio options in areas of the city, and not think of these things as just kind of neighborhood schools, but schools with high quality programs that will be an attraction to students who live in that area and beyond.
I don't think this tension between the numbers and where the district wants to take the district towards, you know, moving away from neighborhood assignment at the high school level and really having almost an entirely choice-based system, and those who really believe that schools being tied to specific communities is a fundamental way that a city should be organized and that a community is organized and that that's strong. That tension isn't going away. But I think what we'll see when the School Reform Commission votes on Thursday is that they have taken sides on that debate and we're in for a very different future. Particularly at the high school level, not long after this downsizing goes through.
Now, over the past few months, we've seen that list evolve from 37 to 29. Can it change again after Thursday?
Well, again, the list of 29 is still recommendations. So the School Reform Commission will vote one by one on those Thursday night. We're expecting a marathon meeting that could last till midnight because everyone will have one last chance to have their say about why their school should be spared. And again, there's still a large and vocal contingency pushing for a one-year moratorium, and I'm sure they'll want to make themselves heard as well. So I would anticipate that there could be some further changes as the School Reform Commission finally weighs in with their final say.
I have a hunch you'll be there. Make sure you have a thermos of coffee at the ready.
Will do, Dave.
WHYY's Benjamin Harold. And this note, coverage on Philadelphia Public Schools is a collaboration between WHYY Newsworks and the Philadelphia Public School Notebook.